Personally, I was at the beginning only focused on getting through the Everglades. I thought if we make it through that, we'll make it through anything. That's just such a physical challenge. It's a environment that just doesn't sit well with humans. Humans aren't really adapted to be in. And we made it through that. Since then, it's become apparent that the much bigger challenge is hiking. And just the daily grind of that and the toll it takes on your body from day to day.
Elam, what's the highlight of the trip so far for you?
I think it's the unexpected stories. And an example is here we are going through Babcock Ranch and we're out getting ready to set up our camp under a grove of just gorgeous oak trees with resurrection ferns and grasses growing on it. And this truck comes pulling through after dark. And we've got a pot of chili for you and some brownies. And we had a campfire going, so they sit around the campfire and they start telling these stories about pranks they played on each other and what life was like as a cowboy. A couple days later, going through the Likes Ranch, and there were some cowboys coming on the side, so we quick stopped and thought we'd get a couple of pictures. And Carlton, of course, he knew him and started talking to one of them, and he was a poet. That evening, he comes out to our campfire, a guy by the name of Doyle Rigdon, and he tells us these stories and poems that he wrote, and they're just very colorful. These are gifts that people share with us, parts of their lifestyle, parts of their life. And almost all these stories deal with these issues. They talk about wildlife. They talk about water issues. They talk about land uses, the landscapes. And they're so connected to that. And so it puts a face into part of our story.
Ron, you've been to a lot of places in the world. You've been to Gabon in Central Africa.
Sure.
I mean, this is kind of not that exotic compared to that. I mean, how would you compare this trip to, like, the Africa trip?
Well, that's the thing. It's that word exotic in quotation marks. There are places in Florida that are every bit as wild as places I visited in the heart of the Congo or in the rainforest of the Amazon. We still have deep, dark woods where you can get lost or run into a 600-pound predator, or where cats still lurk in the darkness. And that's here in a state of 19 million people.
Any experiences, thoughts? Elam.
As a filmmaker, Florida is one of the greatest studios that exists. And to be able to be outdoors and see these epic scenes and trying to emotionally capture small slices of life as we go through this expedition. Part of the story is our relationship, our emotions, how we get to point A to point B, how we work things out. But it's really about things we see along the way, people we meet along the way.
Carlton.
It's a tremendous pleasure to experience and participate in this, but it's the constant work. And, you know, I'm happy that we're a third of the way into it and things haven't fallen apart, and I'm confident we'll get there. But it's a challenge. And just on the personal level, you know, I've only been married for a year and a half. You know, I'll probably spend 25% of my marriage up to now on this expedition. And we look at it in those terms. So then, you know, trying to stay in touch and keep everything moving, it's an adventure.